Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is the 21st of March. It is Dream Team Thursday. I can't believe we're already on the 21st of March. We're almost done. By now, I'm already planning into April, and things are going by fast. It's so cool. However, we're still in spring. First full day yesterday, I guess, was of spring. We had that new moon last night. That was crazy. And all this stuff that's happening, and we're happening with it. And when we stay focused on all the stuff that's working, that's what we find. I, after yesterday's show, and I did the wedding thing about marriages, and during the show, I'm like, wow, I'm really getting deep into community. And I couldn't stop thinking of community for the past 2 days when I did the video asking for, you know, what else do you guys want to talk about? You know, if there's something I'm missing, because, you know, you never know. And I want to make sure the things we're talking about are things that mean something to you. And so when I said the word community in that video, it didn't leave me. And then it kept coming out in, why do we get married the way we do? What if we got married with more people involved in our wedding and include, you know, including people and all of that? And I'm thinking, gosh, there's something about community, and it just is not leaving me. So I just, once again, and I guess I can't do it enough, how much I appreciate your time, your efforts in telling me what you're looking for, us growing together, like all of that. It is just so big and so strong right now, and I'm just so appreciative of every single one of you, and then the ones that I met and who volunteered to help and do great things. Like I remember, you know, Eliana, when we were doing the first summit and she wanted to come and film it. And you know, oh my God. And then we have all this footage of Mihoko, who we didn't know we were going to lose. And, you know, Francis coming to the table and Eric helping me in ways that kept literally kept me going, to be able to do this in a time when I couldn't. And, you know, there's so many I could name you. If I didn't yet, I will get to you. But every single hand of love, of help, of keeping this message strong, I cannot stop thinking of that sense of community. And the reason I'm thinking of it so much now is that it's starting to reach, you know how when Christ said, we'll talk to those who know, and then those who don't, and then those who don't want to, we'll learn from those who don't know, who learn. We're there. We're there. I can tell you, I know, I now have people working with me, and we're trying to put in a way where we can go forward and in a bigger forum. And also, one of the things we're hoping to do and to bring to you is to tape video the shows. I don't know how that's going to be at 5:30 in the morning with me. However, we're really looking at that and setting up like the room as a studio and all of that, because the radio show it's going. I don't know where it's going, but it's alive and well. And there are a lot more listeners than I thought. And I can only appreciate it on so many levels that if you hear this and you have awareness, man, your life changes. It's just the way it is. It's like once you know something that can help you or build you, you know that. What happens is you can't unknow it. You can't not know it. So anyway, I just had to tell you guys because I'm very excited and I'm ready. I used to think I was ready at different stages of the growth, but now I know why it takes till this time, because the things that are being asked of me, I could not have done prior. I wouldn't have had the time. I mean, you can only live one life at a time. And so that was, all of those things are coming to the surface. And I really love seeing that happen. So for everybody there, everybody out here, thank you so much for being a part of my family, because really that's how I look at it. So thank you. So today I have two dreams. I have the anonymous dream. I think I have two anonymous, all these incognito dreams. Yep, anonymous dreams. So I'm going to start with my first anonymous dream. And it says, anonymous dream for one of the dream shows. I was traveling with my boyfriend. We were on an island where we could do everything from skiing to swimming in one day, in just one day. Our hotel was very nice, but the rooms had doors that would not lock. And everything would change constantly. We had something to hide in our closet. It was a body. It was the body of Mr. Putin, the Russian former president. Wow. But he was not dead. He was in a deep coma or dying. All we understood about him was that he wanted to be left alone. So we put him in a closet and didn't talk about him. Then we went skiing and I met old friends trying to catch up. After that, some of the friends that I went to a prison to visit. The prison was underground, like a huge basement labyrinth. I didn't want to go, but everyone else convinced me to join. As we squeezed into the tiny elevator, I got a panic attack. My friends calmed me down and said I would be okay. They were reassuring me, and I felt safe around them. When we were walking around in the basement, I met a dear friend I haven't seen in years and her daughter. She was in a very desolate state. She looked like she was homeless, but still was putting on a happy face for her child. I was shocked looking at her. She was so happy to see me, and she gave me a very personal item as a gift. When I asked her why she was there, there was no reply. She just lifted her head so I could see her throat and neck and her face. She was covered in scars. For how much longer she has to stay, and she said 7 years. Oh, how much longer she has to stay, and she said 7 years. So I recommended for her to start writing during the next 7 years. I felt that was the only thing I could do to comfort her. I could not imagine what this woman had done to deserve such a punishment, and I felt so sorry for her. Then the situation dissolved, and I was back in the hotel room with my boyfriend. I checked on the closet and found that Mr. Putin was not there anymore. Instead, there were cases of drinking fine mineral water. So I thought to myself, oh, this is solved now, and I felt a huge burden taken away from me. Then we went shopping for fruits and produce, and I was cruising around on my bike, exploring places to buy good quality produce. I came to find a market just before it closed and bought some sort of peach that would turn into a cookie. Boy, that would be good. By itself, what was that? Through ripening. I bought the last pieces and turned my head, and there stood my previous boyfriend, smiling in his charming ways, a smile that I know very well. I thought to myself, oh, I can't take it, because when I looked at him, I saw through the charming smiles, and his intentions were to lure his counterpart into something that he will have them do for him unknowingly. So I decided to get away and leave the situation. I turned around and left, and the dream ended with all my love. That's a lot going on in the dream. And as I was reading it, all I saw was a person, many different things, all of which had nothing to do with each other, seeing President Putin in a closet. It tells you what you feel about this man or leader's decision making, that they are trapped. Then you go into you leave him there because, you know, he's supposed to be there, and you were still able to leave and go skiing and understand that whatever his situation was, it wasn't yours to fix, that he wanted to be left alone. So you're learning to respect people's boundaries and let them solve what they need to solve if that is they want to do. So then you're able to leave and still go on with your own life with your decisions. Then you get to this prison, but underneath it is a labyrinth. So you're like, wow, prison and this, and, you know, but you put those people in the category of human beings instead of prisoners. So you went and you got a panic attack because you probably didn't know if you wanted to see it, but you still overcame the panic attack and saw. And you went and saw, and you saw a friend, and you saw that she was not in a good situation. But also there, you learned how to comfort, but to respect her situation, her boundaries, her limits, just like you did with Mr. Putin. And I like how you called him Mr. Putin. I don't know in Russia, they don't say president, but Mr. Putin, I guess, former president, so I guess they do. So here we go. And then you say, you know, the person was happy to see you, and that was fine. And you understood that you could feel sorry for someone, but not have to fix them, tell them what to do, make them do something, you know, make them feel like you're there. You understood that there, you understood your own limits of what you could do, because here's someone in a prison with a child. So then you leave there and you go about your business and life, and an old boyfriend shows up. These are the big ones when old partners show up, because these are people in our heart that we really, really know. Good, bad, or indifferent, we really know them. And they really know, even in your dream, you understood that there may be some kind of manipulation going around, and you also understood to leave the situation. So throughout your dream, all you did over and over and over again was get into three different situations and understand your limits, understand what you needed and didn't need, and understood enough to either lend a helping hand, assess the situation by finding out a little bit more about it and respecting the boundaries of other people and what they need or want from you. And you even felt the tug of the lure. You know how when couples break up and they see each other after a while, they kind of forget why they broke up and things reignite and all of that, but none of that happened in your dream. And your dream, you understood that he wasn't you and you weren't him. You understood your friend wasn't you and you weren't her. You understood Mr. Putin wasn't you and you weren't him. And that probably sounds like Captain Obvious, but in a dream where you cannot control where it's going, telling you is you're understanding your role enough to understand and respect others' roles. So here you are in your life where you understand your role, you understand and respect your position, and you're starting to grow that autonomous feeling of, if I want something, it's something I need to do and feel and desire and respect how far I should go here or there, but you're making better decisions within yourself. And the deal that you're making better decisions within yourself, you are making better decisions outside of yourself, understanding boundaries and limits of others. So that's a very cool dream. As I'm reading it, it's like really long. But the funniest part of it is, you know how your mind wants to see the world the way it wants to see it, and you find a peach that as it ripens turns into a cookie. fairyland, but that's so cool because you're looking at the world as a better place. So this dream is a lot of growth. It's one of those, I call them earned dreams. You see yourself solving but not being responsible, because the best solvers are the ones who can step back and look at a situation. And it's not that you're cold and you don't get emotionally involved. It's that you understand what you can do, and usually that's when people can help. If somebody can tell you, I need this, then you know what they need. But if someone keeps telling you, I don't know why this keeps happening, and then you start to feel responsible, you get sucked in, you want to change the world for them. And I always say, when you get in those situations, ask yourself, well, how did they make it till today? If everything is falling apart, how did that person choose to live until this time? And has everything been falling apart forever? Is that the way of life? So you got to think about that. So it's an interesting, very multifaceted dream, because there was so much information in it, but it was a really good earned dream. So thank you for sending that in. I have another anonymous dream. It says, hi, Nadia. I have an anonymous dream for Thursday, and it goes like this. Me and my husband were standing on a cliff across someone called Junaid, who is always paranoid and controlling. He was trying to check what we were doing, and my husband pretended to look down the cliff, but last minute he left. I followed, and Junaid was left wondering what he was doing. Then we came across Junaid again, who was trying to check on us again, but my husband gave him a strict stare to make his boundaries clear, and I wanted to behave the same way, but I couldn't. I smiled apologetically. Oh, wow, it's funny that we had these two dreams together, and they're two different people, by the way, from countries. So talk about consistency. Then I was in a lake, and there were many women swimming in it. Some came closer, but no matter towards which one I swam, they all turned out to be evil and tried to catch me. At first, I couldn't tell because they didn't let it on. I swam to the next one and the next one, but they were all scary. At the end, I was followed by all of them, and they were all evil. They had infiltrated my mind with subliminal messaging, and it made me wonder if I was evil too now and had become a werewolf. The water, their eyes glowed bluish, and the whole scene was in black and red, but at this time I saw it from the point of view of someone in a cinema, no part of it anymore. But I was alone, and I thought, why am I watching this horror? I never watch horrors alone. I hate them. And normally, if I do watch a horror, I guess like a horror movie, my husband would watch it with me so I would be less scared, but he was not there. And then I woke up. That's interesting. I got to go to the beginning on this one. Both you and your husband are on a cliff, and you see somebody who's paranoid and controlling. So he's trying to check out what you guys are doing, and your husband pretends to look down, but at the last minute, he decides to leave and wondering what he was doing. Then when you guys run into him again, your husband states his boundaries in the way he does, but you fold, and you kind of apologize through your smile. So here you are accommodating someone you know is not okay. The reason that's important is because when you accommodate one person, or not even a person, a situation or something you're thinking about yourself that's not okay, then something more not okay will follow through, because it needs to get bigger for you to see that. Think about that. It needs to get bigger for you to see that. So now you have a bigger situation and you realize that you're around ill will, whether it's in people or you're in a situation or something like that, you are around ill will. But in your mind, you don't want to be around ill will. You started to question yourself. That happens when you're around anyone that you don't get a, you don't get away from earlier on. Instead of you questioning them, you kind of know who they are, but you don't question them. That's different. If you're around people who are hurting you or have the potential to hurt you and you already know that, you know their intentions aren't good, and you stay, what happens? Figure out why you had that gut feeling in the beginning. And if you ever get a feeling like that pretty early on in a relationship, you're just going to get more of the same. And I had to learn that the hard way. And I guess that wasn't enough. So I had to learn that the hard way again. And then again, until I was like, wow, what? Wait, I better ask myself who I'm helping, because not everybody wants that help. And people will fight me if I'm helping them. That's weird. Well, it was weird to me. It's not weird to me anymore because I understand why. But I didn't understand that before. So put in more situations and more situations. But the good news is that some came closer. No matter which way you swam, they were almost like enclosing you. And it was scary to you, but in your dream, you were able to take that reality and distance it from you by it turning into a different reality. It turned into your reality, and now it became a movie. And even in the movie, you didn't know why you were watching it alone, because you don't like that negative. Thing I want you to notice in here is that when you accepted the first negative, it made it easier for another situation to come in. So in your life, here's everyday real life, you're awake, you're walking around, you're meeting people, you're going places, you have whoever the inventory of people that you have collected and are close to in your life. Ask yourself, are you surrounding yourself with a lot of problems? Are you accepting control and paranoia because you can't face it? You couldn't face it with the first situation, and you ran away in your dream in the second situation and switched up realities. So your question is, because as a fact, we are a combination of the four or five energies, souls, people that we hang around with or that we're closest to. We are a combination of those energies. That being said, what are you accepting because you can't say no? I'm going to say that again. What are you accepting in your life that you yourself cannot say no to? Because when you had subliminal messaging and it made you wonder if you were evil too, lying is the most important in the whole dream, because that's saying, I try to surround myself with people I want to be or grow through with in my life and thrive with, because I will be able to grow as well. But if I'm hanging around with people I can't say no to or feel helpless through while I am with them, am I them? Even in a dream, you're asking yourself. So to answer that, would be huge. Would be huge. So I hope that helps you, because, you know, these dreams, and thank you guys for your dreams. I am always fascinated by the dreams, but they both went together. One was an earned dream and one is a growing dream. And you are growing in awareness to yourself and your role in your own life. But be careful who and what you surround yourself with, meaning when I say what kind of music you listen to, what kind of shows you watch. Even if you don't like horror movies and you can't watch them by yourself, well, don't watch them with anyone else either. I had to stop watching horror movies because I realized that what I saw never left my head. I haven't missed a thing. Except that it's like pollution. That pollution in my head. But, you know, they're all choices we make, but they do affect our lives. So thank you guys for your dreams. I have one more question or comment in the chat from Frances. And she said, when Christ was here as Jesus, he did not come to build a new church. He came to build a new community. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yeah, because when Christ left, there wasn't Christianity. He was here when there wasn't Christianity. Really think about that. I know it sounds another Captain Obvious statement, but past the statement, really think about that. Because as a result of seeing Christ, you know, I'm Muslim. And I say born Muslim now because since I saw him, it made me non-religious and it gave me to everyone in my heart, as opposed to, oh, wow, I'm Muslim, so I'm only going to serve Muslim people. Or am I Christian now and only going to serve a Christian community? Or where does that stop? And he didn't come to me with boundaries or limits at people or about people. Came to me because everybody's love, everybody's truth, everybody's purity, everybody has to deal with the ego's energy, everybody wants to overcome it. We are all the same. And then we are all different in talent and in gifts. And then we are all the same again. I don't care who it is. We came in a variety of colors, languages, backgrounds, realities, countries, you name it, gifts and talents, so that we will be interested enough in each other, communicate, and create the situations that we came here to grow through. So thank you for that, Francis. It's so cool that all of these little things are all starting to become one conversation. And from now on, with everybody's input, and thank you for your input, we can continue to grow to the finer point and what Christ calls the other side of love. Once you've completed that within yourself, or at least understand it, we can start to see bigger and more beautiful realities. So thank you. You guys, I will see you tomorrow on Questions Friday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.